You have taken him through the years. Hold on to him. Cover him over in your love. Hold him within the circle of your love. Help him, our Father, that as he goes out, he might recognize that there is no joy outside the joy of serving Jesus, that there is no knowledge outside the knowledge that comes from a study of your word, that there is no power and strength outside the power and strength that comes from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that there is no love apart from the love of Christ that constrains us, that love that sent him to lay down his life a ransom for each of us. Take him now, take his wife, touch them, use them, bless them, help them that their lives might be dedicated to the ongoing of your kingdom. And as they go out to those hard places in life, walk with them, be their companion, be their guide. And as we dedicate him to you, we ask you to help each one of us to know what we can do, how we can do, how we can live, how we can act, that we can be the support that he needs as he walks this path in the gospel ministry. Take him now. Touch him, use him, bless him in your service. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
As Mark Stephen kneels here at the altar, we would like to invite every ordained minister if he would rise and come here to our left. This time, I see we have Dr. John Craven from our association. One gentleman whom Mark Stephen worked with in the student ministry. And if there are other ordained ministers, we'd like for you to come and stand here on the left. And would you give me your name? Oh, we have the associate pastor from the church where Mark is still a member. God bless you from up in Charlottesville. Now, do we have any other ministers? Now we would like for all of the ordained deacons to form a line on this side. We're going to begin on this side and work across. And we would like for you to share in this moment together. In the laying on of hands, we follow the practice of the New Testament. We offer prayer for the candidate, the wonderful touch of God upon him as we give our approval and our blessing to him. And so at this time, we will do this, and you will prayerfully, I'm sure, observe and pray in your heart as well for this young man.
I'm Joseph Hughes, pastor of Biltmore Baptist Church in Glen Allen, in Richmond, in the Dover Association. Mark, I hold in my hand the most valuable book that has ever been written. Woodrow Wilson once said that the Bible is the word of life. Michael Faraday said that why will people go astray when they have this blessed book to guide them? But Jesus said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." I'd like to say basically three things in presenting this Bible to you. This book deserves your most serious study for the rest of your life. Having been through school already, yet it holds the answer to man's lost condition, which is salvation. It's the best source of guidance that I have ever found in finding God's will in each and every circumstance that you may face in your life in the days to come, in the years to come. And I would say, secondly, to endeavor to always relate the message that you find here in your preaching to the preaching to the world's problems that face the members of your congregation, in your ministry, in your witness. Thirdly, I would like to say that you would say with David, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." I recalled an incident in which D.L. Moody, using this verse as a text, had this outline for a sermon. The best book, the Bible, in the best place, the heart, for the best purpose, that we might not sin against God. And thus, by practicing its teachings in your own life and ministry, you will find that your ministry will have the integrity that it needs. God bless you as you accept this beautiful gift from the members and friends of South Norfolk Baptist Church, who love you, who care for you, who believe in you, and who will stand beside you as you preach the word. God bless you.
I'm Julian Parcell, chairman of the Deacon of South Norfolk Baptist Church. Mark, there's no way that I can put in words how much you and your wife mean to this church. There's no way of merging the love involved here. goes back to your parents, your grandparents, your uncles, your aunts, and their families. And this is as far back as I can go. But it's always been a large Christian family serving God. And it gives me a great deal of pleasure on behalf of South Norfolk Baptist Church to present you with this certificate of ordination.
I'm in J-Bab. Mark Stevens, I'd like to say this to you. Sam referred to your father. I can refer to your grandfather. I've been a member of this church for more than 60 years. And your family, you can be proud of. They've made a large contribution to the activities in our church. They've been a blessing to us. We are fortunate to have had such a family now. I love them, everyone, and I can see some of the resemblance in you. You know, Sam, he would expect me to give you a poem. I want this poem. This poem, I think, is appropriate to what you will do in the years ahead. Their loyal hearts, their spirits brave, their souls that are strong and true. Then give to the world the best that you have, and the best will come back to you. Give love, and love to your heart will flow. A strength in your greatest need. Have faith, and a score of hearts will show. Their faith in your will. For life is a mirror, a king of flesh. Just what you are in you. And give to the world the best that you have. And the best will come back to you. So as a token of our love for you, the fact that you wanted to come back here to be ordained from the membership of our church, I would like to present the love gift to you. And may God bless you so awesome.
Take your hymnal once again and join me as we sing together. Hymn number 222, Day by Day. We'll stand together as we sing, please. 222.
Oh.
we remain standing for a moment, let me tell you that we want each of you to share in what happens right after this. I bring to you the opportunity to come to the fellowship hall for a reception. And we'll wait until Mark Stephen, his wife, and the two grandmothers get over to the fellowship hall. They will be there waiting for you to shake hands with them and to pray God's blessing upon Reverend Mark Stephen Alexander. I have now a special message to bring to you, a message that comes from William J. Ames by Ham Radio with Bruce Craft. Bruce also sends a greeting to you, Mark, tonight, to your wife.
If you want to help.
Glad you've reached this step. Congratulations, prayers, and love. And then I have one other memorable note to offer you. It comes from someone who is far away in Argentina. Congratulations, blessings, and so forth. I'd like to fill that in and say, you know, if he were here, he would be saying a whole lot. But our love and our compassion for him and you and the family, we do extend to you tonight. All of this following the ordination from your father and your mother. May God bless you as you come and lead us in the benediction, after which we'll pause long enough for Mark and his wife and those I've named to make their way to the fellowship.
Let us pray. Our Father, how good it is to be among friends and to be among family, to receive passed down the blessing that you have been in this church through my family, and to be able to continue in those steps. I ask for your blessing on those present here tonight, that they will remember that they too have a part in this, in prayer and support, and in spreading your gospel as well. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Associate Minister.